back to Road Dog Trucking Radio's Trucking Business and Beyond with Kevin Rutherford on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Welcome back. All right, it is time to change lanes and shift gears and roll on into Broker Connect. Got a special guest and a returning guest. Brent Hutto from TruckStop.com is here to join us. Brent, welcome.
Oh, man, great to be with you again, Kevin, as always.
It's always exciting.
Great installment of Broker Connect coming up.
Yeah, I was looking at the details here. I'm excited about this one. So what do you say we just bring Craig in and get started here?
That sounds like a great idea. Let's do it.
All right. Let's bring in Craig Warnsheis. He's the Director of American Operations at Logistics Plus. Craig, welcome.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be here. Hey, Brent, how you doing?
Good to talk to you again, Craig.
So, Craig, a couple things before we jump in here, and I see we might have some calls coming in already, so hopefully we'll get some calls and we'll go talk to people. A couple things I really loved about the way you described the company. So I just want to read this. We ask our guests a lot of questions so we can get to know everybody. And one is why is your company unique? I like to know what makes people different. And I love your explanation. It says, Logistics Plus was founded 25 years ago by Jim Berlin, a former LTL truck driver and terminal manager. I started as an LTL driver. It sounds like Jim did too. So this is kind of near and dear to my heart, and I love that part of the industry. If I were to go back to driving, I would love to go back to LTL. I mean, 25, 30, 35 stops a day, love that stuff. But there's something else about doing that kind of work. You really start to understand the industry. You really start to understand much more about how logistics work, where a lot of things you don't see in the truckload part of our business, where as a driver you pull in, you load a trailer, you pick up a trailer, you take it someplace else, you drop it off. You miss a lot of the logistics that are going on that you get in LTL. So I think that was an awesome start for somebody to build a company like this. And then it says, you know, you have, I think my listeners may be surprised that I like this part of it, but I understand how some small businesses operate. I'm always pounding on people, you got to have a plan, you got to have numbers, and I know you guys have numbers, but I love this explanation. We have no business plan except to grow. No organizational charts, no traditional sales force, and no formal budgets. We're small enough to be agile and responsive to our customers' needs, yet large enough to have a network of solutions that span your entire supply chain. We call it the Goldilocks zone. We put the plus in logistics by going above and beyond. I love that because that's kind of my mission, to find good, small owner-operators and carriers that are really agile and they're problem solvers, and match them up and build relationships with brokers and companies like yours that are small enough to be agile and troubleshoot and problem solve, because that's our advantage. At this end of the market, down on the small side of the market, we don't have that economy of scale that the big fleets and the big brokerages do. That's their advantage. We don't ever want to compete with them in their advantage. I love the small side of the market, and I love the way you describe that. So tell us a little bit about your history in the industry.
Well, back in LP was started 25 years ago, back in 96. It's kind of like a 4PL startup for the GE locomotive plant here in Erie, PA. I started with a company in 2003 to manage that routing center, and did that for a couple of years. And man, learned a ton, because things are, you know, you're drinking out of a fire hose at that
point. Yeah.
You know, we're on the same floor, all the buyers and business leaders, and it's not just an email or a phone call. They can come down and stand at your desk, and you better be ready with some answers. So we really got to understand the heartbeat of how things work there. So I was there through about 2005. I actually left the company for a couple of years and went to work for a local asset-based company, dispatching trucks over the road and growing that business. I did that for a couple of years to kind of learn the asset-based side of the business, which was a great experience for me. And then I always kind of stayed in touch with Logistics Plus and Jim in particular. He's a very, very charismatic owner. Man, everybody here would probably take a bullet for him if need be. In 2006, I decided to make the switch and come back to Logistics Plus. Came back to actually work in the corporate office, kind of oversee the domestic operation, a lot of which is truckload brokerage. We're probably split about 60-40 between truckload and LTL here in our business. Obviously we're talking about the brokerage side of things today. So from 2006 to 2017, oversaw that part of the operation, and we grew up quite a bit. And then in 2017, we had a very interesting opportunity to start up a full supply chain management for the biggest co-working company on the planet. So we very, very quickly had to scale up, hire a bunch of people, start new teams, everything from procurement to warehousing to transportation, both domestic and international, and then delivery and installation of co-working facilities, you know, the desks, chairs, conference rooms, things like that. So it's been an interesting ride. I just stepped out of that group now. It's running itself, and we got some great folks in there, so I'm back on the domestic side of things, kind of overseeing our domestic trucking and warehousing operations.
Excellent. Fantastic. Hey, Brent, you know, you and I talk with owner-operators a lot, and I know this is your favorite segment of the market. And you know, one of the things I think we sometimes overlook is that, you know, you're involved in the middle of all the working parts of the industry, brokers, carriers, shippers.
Right.
You're around it all. We're at conferences all the time.
Yeah.
We sometimes forget the owner-operators and drivers are – they're not always really enmeshed in that world. And you know, I heard a term and I thought, I wonder how many people wonder what that term might mean. We throw them around because we hear them all the time. Do you think everybody listening knows what asset-based means?
Well, I think some people do and some people don't. I think it'd be good to explain it.
Yeah, so, you know, we can kind of lump transportation into two major groups, asset-based and logistics. And asset-based, all that means is there are physical assets available to move the freight, trucks and trailers. That's what we're talking about, a company that has trucks and trailers and they move freight.
They own them.
Yeah. We can also move freight without trucks and trailers. That would be a non-asset-based or logistics, 3PLs, 4PLs, third-party logistics. So it's a company that is responsible for moving freight. They just don't have any equipment to do it with. So just so people know, and Craig, you've had experience with both.
Yep.
So I just thought I'd get that out there and get that. We do have some calls coming in. Craig, I also reading and certainly not surprised, we ask what are, you know, customers' challenges, what causes the customers most stress. You answered the same way both times. This is what we're all dealing with right now. Skyrocketing rates and major capacity constraints. We need capacity. As a broker, you have a challenge. It always feels like you either have too much freight and not enough trucks or too many trucks and not enough freight. Clearly now, it's a lot of freight and not trucks. So you've got an audience of an awful lot of small carriers and owner-operators out there. What kind of partners are you looking for in owner-operators and carriers? What kind of freight do you manage and control, and what kind of partners are you looking for?
Okay, I'll get into the types of freight here in a second, but I'm glad you used partnership rather than vendor or anything like that. We definitely look at our carriers as being just as important as our customers. We're looking for carriers, and the vast majority of our carriers are, you know, the 1 to 7 or 8 truck fleets. You know, just the smaller guys that I think we can bring a lot of value to. They communicate well with us. We'll go above and beyond for them, and typically they will for us too. So we definitely treat them like a partner, and that's all the way from the top down. Like you said, Jim was a truck driver for years, and they're absolutely just as important to this as having a customer, because without either one, we're sunk. But most of the stuff that we get into, typically like power generation stuff, solar, locomotive manufacturing and repair, freight forwarding industry, we serve heavily because we're we're pretty big on the freight forwarding side too, so we happen to have a lot of customers that are freight forwarders. We get into heavy haul. We have an entire division of people that just manage project cargo. The interesting thing with us is Logistics Plus is about 50-50 between domestic and international freight too. So our project cargo team, you know, we may move some freight for the project cargo team through our brokerage, but then the rest of our guys are working on the, you know, loading the steamships, you know, all those things all the way over to even some light assembly on the other side when we get it off the water. So it's pretty interesting kind of cradle to grave situation there. Obviously, we're big into the FF&E world for our hospitality clients and our co-working clients. We also do a fair bit in the mining world as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, hey, we're coming up on a break. Craig, I want to do this. As we go into the break, knowing that capacity is really tight right now, when we come back, let us know what type of equipment you need most. What kind of trailers, what, you know, maybe length of haul, what would really help you out right now, what you're really looking for most. And then we're going to get to calls and questions, so keep them coming. We'll be right back. Stick around. You're on the Road Dog, Sirius XM 146.
Billboard Live.
Join me, Lindsay Maven, senior editor at Billboard.
And me, hip-hop editor, Carl Lamar.
And all access pass to the biggest names in music.
But you, Don Kelly, owns it when it comes to, like, stage shows.
Is that an outfit you would normally wear, or is this a Coachella situation?
Billboard Live.
I would hire Lil Nas X to be my marketer.
I like a headlining show that is a show. Beyonce and Gaga do that.
Billboard Live. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on Volume, SiriusXM Channel 106.
If you're a driver looking for a rewarding and stable career opportunity, look no further than Sherwin-Williams. When you drive for Sherwin-Williams, you'll earn excellent pay and great benefits, including a 401k match, company-paid pension plan, paid vacation, and holidays. Join us in celebrating our fleets and all of America's professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment. To learn more, visit Sherwin.com/drivers or call 855-SW-ROAD-1. Sherwin-Williams is an equal opportunity employer of all protected statuses, including disability and veteran.
Hi, this is Jeremy Kellett with Oakley Trucking, America's drive oil caller. Do you like to operate top-of-the-line equipment? If so, Oakley Trucking is where you need to be. Oakley takes pride in its equipment. Our up-to-date pneumatic tanks, end dumps, and hopper bottom trailers are the cleanest trailers on the road. If you have a nice truck and you're looking for a nice trailer to pull free of charge, then give us a call at Oakley Trucking, 877-651-1388. Search for the Oakley Podcast or check us out online at oakleytrucking.com.
Hey, drivers, are you looking to take control of your career? How does owning your own truck, picking your own freight, and home time sound? On top of that, how about earning up to $325,000 per year? CRST's world-class lease purchase and owner-operator programs give you the opportunity to do just that. Don't have the experience? We have multiple options like our flatbed certification classes that will help you grow in your career. Visit jobs.crst.com/apply. That's jobs.crst.com/apply.
Hi, this is Ben Midgley, CEO of Crunch Franchising. You've been hearing a lot about Crunch Fitness from some big names in media. Forbes, CNBC, Entrepreneur, Inc., CNN Money, Fox, The Huffington Post, and many more. We are a different kind of franchise company. We focus on staying small to grow large. That means we have fewer franchisees that own more health clubs. This allows us to stay nimble and lead our industry rather than react to it. At Crunch, you get the two fastest growing segments in fitness under one roof. High value, low price memberships, and a boutique fitness experience. Combine that with being the number one national chain in the space, and you're in great shape. And finally, Franchise Business Review ranked us the number one franchise in the fitness category for franchisee satisfaction. That's an anonymous survey done only by franchise owners, so you know it's good. So if you're looking for a great opportunity in an even better industry, then check us out today at crunch.com. That's crunch.com.
He steals the last chicken nugget. You aren't gonna eat that, right? He uses up the toilet paper without replacing it. He borrows your car and doesn't refill the tank. Those scratches were already there. He is your brother-in-law. He loves to take what's yours, and there's nothing you can do about it. Whoops, forgot my wallet. Again. But when an identity thief tries to take what's yours, there is something you can do about it. You can make sure you have LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock helps monitor your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. And if you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help protect what's yours.
Come on, bro, I'll pay you back.
Sure he will. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code COVER. That's promo code COVER for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
You're listening to Road Dog Trucking Radio.
For all things trucking.
Find us online and on the SXM app.
Download it today and never miss another show.
And now, back to Road Dog Trucking Radio's
Trucking Business and Beyond
with Kevin Rutherford
on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Welcome back. All right, it is Broker Connect. We're going to get to your calls here in just a couple minutes, so go ahead and line them up. We have a line open right now. Craig, I'd like to hear from you on, from your perspective, what kind of equipment you're looking for most. And Brent, from, you know, the load board perspective, are there any clear patterns over there? So, Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, for our business, typically our regional stuff is that we're needing help with more than anything is usually on open deck equipment, be it flat steps or RGNs, double drops. Then when you move into the van freight, you know, we do a ton out of the Midwest, going both regional and long haul. And then out of Texas, we do a lot of van and flat work with our solar business. So we're probably in the same boat as a lot of people when you get as far out, you know, to the West Coast, especially getting things out of the ports. You know, everybody's struggling with capacity there, be it drayage or over the road. I doubt we're too unique with that issue.
Got it. Yeah, with the, it sounds like you do a lot of, you've got LTL background and experience and a lot of regional, and you know, I've been talking a lot of people in this industry have always talked about driver turnover and shortages and all that stuff, and is it pay? And, you know, right now we can tell it's not pay. We have owner-operators. We do accounting. We talk to a lot of these guys. We have owner-operators who are on track to make over $200,000 net this year. Now, that's the very top of the market. Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
So money is not an issue these days for these guys. If you can't make money now, you should probably give it up, because you should be able to make money with half your brain tied behind your back right now. So I've been telling people, look, you don't need to go chase more money. That's everywhere. You're going to make enough money. Chase your business now. What if you just took some time to build a relationship with a good broker and you found some regional freight that got you home two times a week? Because that's the other big issue. We know the money's there. Forget the money now. It's everywhere. Let's build a business that we really love doing. Let's go chase some freight for our lifestyle, not just for the bottom line. Because all the freight's paying enough to do really well today.
Yep. Yep.
So, all right, what do you say? Anybody, Craig, Brent, anything else you guys want to throw in, or should we find out what the callers want to talk
thing.
About? Sure.
Yeah, just one. Yeah. You mentioned what's going on in the marketplace, the overall marketplace. Well, as you and I have talked about every week, the actual volumes of freight are up 100% in the spot market and the brokerage market prior to year before. So there's tons of freight everywhere, but certain areas are up tremendously year over year, even over last year, which was the market was really booming this time, beginning to boom this time last year. The West Coast is up 41%. The Northeast is up almost 50%. Now all the other ones are up. I mean, Southeast is up 22%. Midwest is up almost 14%. South Central's up almost 18%. So all nationally it's up 21%, but that's over year. So year over year. But so that tells you that the freight's everywhere, and there's not just any one segment. Certainly, a lot of the assets, these owner operators in our market want to haul flatbed because they make a little more on it. But it's up everywhere, whether it's dry van or flatbed. Reefer rates were super high. I think they were 354, 355 last week. So, Kevin, yeah. It's high everywhere, but, yeah.
Yeah, it is. So now is the time to say, look, I don't have to focus on chasing the revenue. It's there. It's there everywhere.
Right.
Take the time now to build the relationships, find the freight, the shippers you really like, maybe even lock in something that gets you home more often. So,
agree.
Yeah, we can certainly talk about that and any other questions anybody has. We've got some calls. We're going to get to them. Keep dialing because this segment is all about you. Hey, one other thing.
All right. Yeah, man.
I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook these days since we moved all of our stuff off there, but I'm still on there. I'm kind of a lurker now. You know, I don't really get too involved or say much, but I watch a lot of groups, owner-operators, brokers, and part of my morning news gathering, I'll scroll through there and see what's going on. The typical pattern for years and years is that owner-operators are always complaining about brokers and rates. Oh, my God, I can't believe that guy offered me that rate. What does he think I mean, that's just typical. You hear it. You ignore it after a while. I know things have turned around when I start scrolling those groups and I see brokers complaining. That almost never happens.
Right.
Even when, you know, we've been in this before back in 14 and 17 and those years when rates go up and trucks are hard to find, I'm actually seeing brokers complaining about this issue now. I think it almost never happens, but I saw one this morning. The guy said, oh my God, I had a load for 1,200 miles and the owner-operator quoted me $6,000. Hey, guess what, guys? Supply and demand, this is how this works. You know, but I can tell things have changed when I start seeing more posts like that instead of the other way around.
Yeah,
all right, let's get to some calls. Let's get started today in Idaho. Vicki, welcome to the program.
Hello. I was just wondering, you show up for a load, you have the PO number, you're on time, and they tell you, oh, another company came in with the exact same pickup number and everything and is gone with your load. How does that happen?
Vicki, and I'll let Craig and Brent address this if they want. Okay. How many times has this physically happened to you?
It's happened to me. I've been here 2 years, and it's happened twice, so about once a year.
Okay.
Not just one driver. Okay. I know it happened to... That happens once in a while.
Yeah, no doubt. And I just wanted to see how many times it happened to you. And these are the kind of questions that I love. These are the kind of things that I know owner-operators just drive down the road wondering about all the time. Well, let's see if we can get some answers. Craig, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I guess there's a couple different scenarios that can happen. Occasionally you'll have a customer or a shipper or manufacturer that'll put the same load out to multiple people. We've also seen some experience with multiple people at that customer working on the same load and not knowing it. So sometimes it is innocent, but then there's other times where maybe the broker has booked that load with a carrier. Carrier says, I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it on time, so they pull the load back from them and tender it to another carrier. Unfortunately, that first carrier already had that rate confirmation that had that pickup number on it. So that confusion can happen that way too. It's really unfortunate. Probably happens more in the more commoditized side of things where you've got a bunch of different brokers working on the same loads, I would think. We do try and avoid, you know, competing with other brokers on loads for, you know, for similar reasons like that. But that's the two instances I can think of things like that happening.
Hey, Craig, would you say that given our current environment when both shippers and brokers are kind of desperate for capacity because it's so short, this is probably more likely to happen now, right? I mean, because you're going to have kind of desperate shippers that say, I'm just going to shotgun approach this thing. I need a truck. I would think that in an environment like this, we may see more of that happening.
Oh, absolutely. That's one thing that our team does, though, is if we do have to post a load, we don't have one of our partner carriers there that can grab it. If we do go out to the boards and post those things, if we see it posted multiple other times, we'll usually go back to our customer and say, hey, we're not here to try and compete with other brokers and see who can get it done the cheapest. We'll let you know if we have one of our partners there that can get that. But, yeah, in this market, it's absolutely more likely to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Brent, I know you guys being Switzerland and being in the middle of everybody, you guys get this from all sides, right? This is not a new issue, right?
No, it's never been a new issue. I think it's more and more important to make sure that you know your, you know, as Craig just talked about or earlier about, you know, the type of partners. And I say that loosely because, you know, the as you and I have talked about famously, the carrier is a vendor to the broker. So it's really they're a customer to the carrier. But in the end, they need each other, as you talked about, you know, assets in the industry. But now it's so important to, you know, when you're looking at who you want to end up transacting with and moving a piece of freight, you need to know who they are. And that's why we, you know, every 90 days we're purifying those brokers to make sure they meet all the qualifications. And yeah, but it's a big deal in the industry, this double brokering thing. And we're talking about not co-brokering, but double brokering.
Right.
So that's a big deal going on, and there's a lot going into it. But yeah, it's a struggle, no doubt.
Hey, Vicki, we're coming up on a break. I want to hold you over. One, I want to see if that helped you out or not. And I also want to ask you about your situation. And, you know, once a year isn't a huge deal, but if we could make it better, let's see if we can. So I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back. We'll talk about that, and we'll also get to some more calls and questions. So go ahead and line them up. This Road Dog Trucking weather update is brought to you by Crete Carrier. It's Broker Connect. Line up the calls. We'll be right back to take them. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford.
Today at 4 on Road Dog Live, Casey Phillips releases the hounds. It's Free For All Friday. Give him a call and let your voice be heard.
Then tomorrow, it's Dave Nemo Weekend.
New to Sleeper Cab Library. Where did the universe come from and other cosmic questions? Join authors Chris Ferry and Geraint F. Lewis to discuss what we know about the amazing universe. That's what's coming on Road Dog Trucking Radio and the SXM app. Free to most subscribers. Download it today and start listening outside of the truck.
You're in good company at Crete Carrier. Take it from Francine Fisher.
We did our research and we found Crete Carrier, Schaefer Trucking. First off, it's a top pay company. They want to make sure that our equipment is maintained. It's not like working for a company. It's like being part of a family here, our Crete family.
Call #250 on your mobile phone, keyword Crete, to speak with a recruiter or visit CreteCarrier.com. CreteCarrier.com.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How would you like to run for the shipper and receive a $5,000 sign-on performance bonus? Cargill is looking for owner-operators to join our OTR refrigerated fleet hauling our own freight. When you run for Cargill, you're running for the shipper. Cargill's top owner-operators are earning more than $350,000 per year for the shipper. Call today. Cargill Meat Logistics Solutions at 800-835-3119 or send us an email at CMLS_recruiting@Cargill.com.
I want to tell you about a smart new way for you to brush your teeth and get rewards for doing it. It's the Smart Electric Toothbrush, new from Quip. The Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush helps you track your habits so you can earn free perks, including free products, free gift cards, and more. Quip has sensitive sonic vibrations and a 2-minute timer with 30-second pulses for a guided clean. It's slim, lightweight, and sleek with no wires or bulky chargers. Plus, Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine. In addition to brush heads, Quip also delivers fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5. Shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the store. Join over 5 million happy Quip customers today. Go to getquip.com/teeth right now to save $10 on a Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. That's $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush at getquip.com/teeth. Spelled getquip.com/teeth. Quip, the good habits company.
Pockets of heavy rain will continue to be a concern in the Florida Panhandle and across sections of the Gulf Coast through the remainder of the day. Looks like we are going to look at an axis of heavy rain that tries to develop along the Florida-Georgia border and then works its way on over to just south of Dothan and then tries to come on up into the Black Belt of Alabama. So there will be some heavy rains throughout the afternoon. And our flash flood watches up in the western Florida Panhandle for southwest Alabama, southern Louisiana, and coastal Mississippi in anticipation of some rain there. Wet drive on Interstate 10, rain on long Interstate 20, especially from Atlanta through Jackson, Mississippi, on over to Monroe. And it looks like there will be a few showers in Tennessee, especially along I-40, west of Nashville into the Memphis area, where some rain showers are possible. Scattered light rain showers in parts of the Mid-Atlantic through the rest of the day, especially in the eastern Carolinas and up into Virginia. Custom weather for drivers, twice an hour on the road, dog. Sirius XM 146 and on the SXM app.
Back to business with Kevin Rutherford on Sirius XM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Welcome back. All right, it is Broker Connect. We've got a line open. If you dial right now, you should be able to jump in. This is all about you. What do you want to know about the broker side of things? What questions do you have? Pick up the phone and join us. I'm going to go back to Idaho. So, Vicki, you said something about you've been with this company for 2 years, tapping twice, about once a year. What's your situation? Are you an owner-operator leased to a carrier?
No, I'm a company driver.
Okay, but your carrier uses broker loads, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much all of them to come back. We have a couple of customers we haul down for. But when you come all the way from, say, southern BC, and you go all the way to Texas, say, and this pickup was your main, the reason you planned this trip, and then it doesn't, that really sucks.
Yeah, and one of the things I was going to recommend, and that's why I needed to know what your situation was. You don't have a lot of control over this, but this is why we do this show. Craig, would you say that when you have good partners, you know, small carriers and owner-operators that you use over and over and over and you develop relationships with them, when something does go wrong, isn't it a whole lot easier to deal with than when it's somebody brand new you've never used before?
Oh, absolutely. The key to this entire business is good communication, and that's what we have with our our longer term partners. You know, if there's a problem, just let me know right away. But it's so rare that it happens with somebody when you're established. You've got the load covered. You don't have to send it out to multiple drivers to come back to see who can get the load. When we can book things like that, far fewer problems.
Exactly. So that relationship of working together, first off, eliminates a lot of the problems because we understand each other better, we're communicating better, we trust each other. That eliminates the problems, a lot of them. But if they do happen, we have another advantage. When you have a partnership like this, both parties have an incentive to find a solution where it's win-win for everybody. If we have no relationship and something goes wrong, it's a whole lot easier for each party to only think about themselves. Well, I don't have to say, hell, I don't know who they are. This is the only load I've ever taken from them. I'll probably never talk to them again. And I'm just going to worry about getting myself out of this problem. But if we have a partnership,
right,
then we both have an incentive to find a solution. When something goes wrong, we both have an incentive to find a solution that benefits both of us. Vicki, does that make sense? And I know, again, you're in a situation you don't really have the opportunity to go build that, but can you see how those problems would be different when we have relationships?
Oh, yes, and I'm sure. I mean, the dispatcher we have, they've been at the company for a very long time, and I know they do have some brokers that they use, and I'm sure he probably was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, and probably got us something really good the next time, but it just... You know,
yeah,
we're small. Seven company trucks and like three owner operators.
Got it.
That kind of thing.
Got it.
You know, it.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
Yeah, no, I get it, and you're kind of removed from that relationship part, and that's what we want to do more building of relationships down where the people have the opportunity. Again, the whole point of this is that we work together. These two segments work together, brokers and small carriers, to serve our ultimate customer, the shippers and receivers, to provide more value to them. That's how we're all going to win at this. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to Arizona. Chad, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you taking the call. Listen, Brent, this question is for Brent. Brent, I'm going to tell you, before I ask you this question, buddy, I'm going to tell you, TruckStop.com app is the only app, the only place I find loads, and I make a damn good living off of it. So I appreciate you having me, giving
great
me that
to hear. You're so welcome. We're honored to do it, man.
The question I have is, every week when you call and talk to Kevin and give him the numbers of the capacity and the, everything that's on Truck Stop, I'm wondering, if do you have a formula built in to have correct numbers? Because let me tell you where I'm coming from. There's if I do a load search for a certain city and say my flatbed in Phoenix, okay, and there's 30 loads that come up, 20 of those loads will be from one broker on the same load that they've posted that load 20 times. And that, if that's happening in every city, you know, every lane, that's going to really skew your numbers there that you give Kevin that we go on out here. You've got that, and then you've got a customer. This happens a lot. One customer calls three or four different brokers. Three or four different brokers puts the same load on the board, and then the lowest broker gets wins the bid. And then you've got one more issue. This doesn't happen as much, but you've got these crazy brokers that you'll call, they'll put a load on the board, and you'll call them, and they'll say, "Oh, I really don't have a load. I've just got a customer I'm trying to get, and I'm trying to see what capacity I have for this lane."
Is that called bait and switch?
Reach through the phone and I just want to reach through the phone and slap them. I mean, really. But anyway, I was just wondering, do you have any kind of formula built in to keep your numbers from getting skewed that you give Kevin like that?
Yeah, well, Chad, maybe you should come and work with me, man, because you really know the numbers. I appreciate you saying this, and my email address is on the website. So please, I'm asking you before I answer your question, reach out to me because I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about this. Look, this what you're talking about is common in the marketplace because think about the pressure in the marketplace. A shipper or a manufacturer who's got freight to move and they can't get it moved by their number one provider, they're going to send it to number two and number three and number four. That creates what we call duplicate loads. They are unique. They're legitimate loads, but it's the same load from one shipper that's posted on our board by multiple brokers. So that's normal. That's normal activity. The numbers I talked to Kevin about typically have unique loads and duplicate loads in there because they're all legitimate freight that can be chosen. The other part you're talking about is the super frustrating part, which is one broker who puts in one load at multiple different ways in one city location that's really sort of desperate to move it. Now, that tells me, if I'm you, that means I can negotiate a really, really good rate
good
on that
point.
Load. So look at it that way first. But also look at it as it's just the pressure in the market. So we actually have an algorithm that helps clean some of that out. But the other one you talked about, which is the real headache, is called ghost load. Somebody who – it's not a load. They're just fishing for you to respond to it. We actually wrote some software about 5 years ago that we're constantly updating that kind of weeds that out. So most of the numbers I get to Kevin are 100% legitimate in the marketplace. But I can tell you, look, it's the Wild West, and people are desperate to move freight, and they continue to do what I think anyone would do if you own the business or if I own the business, we'd be trying everything we could to use every resource we could to move freight. And so I know Craig probably has to deal with some of this in the marketplace too, so I'd love to get his opinion as one of the providers.
Yeah, and we'll do that. Hold on a second, though. Chad, okay. I want to help you out another way with these numbers too. If you listen when we give the report, one of the things we always do is we compare it to previous times.
Mm-hmm.
So Brent will say, you know, the average daily load volume used to be 400,000. Now it's 1 million.
Right.
So think about this. That problem, all three of those things you outlined are real. They happen. We know they happen. Mm-hmm. But they've always happened. So when you were looking at 400,000, they were in there, too. So these numbers may not be completely accurate, but the comparison is accurate. Volume used to be 400,000. Now it's 1.2 million. There's three times more loads in the market right now. So, yeah, we know there's
like,
some.
It's like I said.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kevin. Well, it's like I said, I mean, I'm not down in the truckstop.com.
No, I get it.
I average, every week I average $3 a mile on, on truckstop.com.
Yeah.
I mean, I ran 3,900 miles this week and grossed $12,500, just me and my old cab over truck.
Amen.
$10,000 for.
Fantastic. Love it. Chad, great stuff, great points you bring up. And the other thing is, this is industry-wide. Every source of freight out there, every load board, every app has to deal with the exact same thing.
Right.
So we know the numbers aren't 100% accurate, but we also know that it's apples to apples when we compare it to other time periods or last week or whatever is going on, because these anomalies have always been in the system. Craig, when we come back, we'll see if you have any comments on that right after this break, and then we'll get to a couple more calls and questions. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're on the Road Dog, Sirius XM 146.
Let's go, football fans. It's Larry Fitzgerald. Join me, Tom Brady, and Jim Gray on Sirius XM each week throughout the NFL season for Let's Go.
Find out what makes Tom and Larry two of the greatest of all time and get their insights on what's happening around the NFL.
Once you have those really thrilling victories and you overcome those long odds, I really feel as an athlete, you don't ever feel like you're out of it.
Every Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82.
And listen whenever you want with the SXM app.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
How's Diesel Defender with IDX4 detergent defends your engine better than a horde of Vikings? Nothing can maximize lubricity or destroy harmful deposits better than Diesel Defender. With the power of 1,000 men, boost your fuel economy to new heights. Safely remove water to keep pure fuel flowing through your system like a ship cutting through the sea. Arm your engine at every fill-up with the strongest diesel additive in all the land. How's Diesel Defender? Tested, trusted, guaranteed. Explore even more at HowesProducts.com.
When you join Walmart's private fleets as a Class A truck driver, you can live better on and off the road. That's because Walmart's fleet offers a stress-free environment with weekly home time, quarterly safe driving bonuses, consistent no-touch freight, activity pay, insurance, day one, up to 21 paid days off, a 401k program, stock purchase plans, and much more. All of this while you earn $87,000 a year. This is a perfect time to join Walmart's private fleet as we celebrate 50 years of success on the road. If you're looking for a better place for your truck driving career, connect with Walmart today at drive4walmart.com. Again, that's drive4walmart.com or call 844-339-6949 to learn more.
Truck drivers and 5-hour energy shots have a lot in common. Both are reliable and hardworking, and both love the open road. You can always count on 5-hour energy to give you the alert, energized feeling you need to get the job done. It's sugar-free, and it goes wherever you go, always within reach. And it takes just seconds to drink. 5-hour energy shots have served truck drivers for 17 years, and they're still going strong, just like you. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Product is not a substitute for adequate rest.
Is your career taking you where you want to go? With Saia LTL Freight's best-in-class benefits, signing bonuses, and competitive pay, it's easy to see why we have the longest tenure in the industry. So whether it's cross-country travel, being home nights and weekends, or working from the terminal, we've got a career for you. Drive your future forward. Visit workatsaia.com. That's workatsaia.com.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances. From mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans, Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply.
For all things trucking,
it's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Listen on the SXM app, download it today,
and never miss a moment of your favorite Road Dog shows.
Now, back to business with Kevin Rutherford on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Welcome back. All right, we're going to get back to Broker Connect. We've got some calls we're going to get to them. Craig, any thoughts on that last topic before we move on?
I think I might have alluded to it earlier, but, you know, if we see the same load posted by multiple brokers, we'll typically go back to our customer and say, hey, it's not something we're looking – we don't want to necessarily compete with those big guys with, you know, the bunch of different agents that are, you know, posting the same load. But to get away from that side of it, as far as the ghost loads to price things out, there are so many good ways to work out pricing now. It almost to me seems kind of like the lazy way to do it, to post a ghost load and wait to see if your phone rings. You know, we'll go back and look at carriers in those areas. You know, we'll pick up the phone and give them a call. Hey, if I had something like this coming up, I see you guys are there every so often. You know, what would you need to run that lane? We take our cues a lot more from carriers than we do from our customers on what the load should pay. And then we can also go into our own software, look up the lanes with different radiuses to see what carriers we've got. So we can go to our partners first, because as everybody says, the repeat business is the most profitable for everybody.
You know what?
So
what
that's what we want to do.
Exactly. What we tend to see when we talk about the problems in the industry, lack of communication, ghost loads, this kind of stuff, this is why we do this show. There is a difference in brokers across the board, just like there are in owner-operators and every other business. We want to start connecting the businesses that do things the right way. Like you said, that's a cheap, quick, but not very accurate or reliable way of pricing. There are much better ways of doing it now instead of fooling somebody into calling you. And brokers that have good carrier partners, like you said, we can just call our partners and talk to them and ask them. We don't have to try to fool somebody into calling us. So that's why we do this. Let's start identifying the good brokers and the good carriers, putting them together, and forget everybody else. Let them go do their crap.
Amen, brother.
All right. Let's grab another call. Let's go to Virginia. Harvey, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was wondering, when the shipper calls a broker, does the broker give them a price and then try to work a spread, or do the brokers work on a cost-plus basis? They try to get the cheapest rate, then add their percentage and charge the shipper.
Craig, any thoughts?
Well, it all depends on the nature of the relationship between the shipper and the brokerage. To be totally honest with you, we have that scenario, and we have the opposite. We have sometimes we'll have, you know, negotiated rates on certain lanes, and there's no discussion of the rate for individual moves at the time of the shipment. A lot of times people come to us if we don't have, you know, a carrier that we can just pick up the phone and call on a particular lane to get them a rate. We're going to tell the customer, hey, we got to get back to you. We're going to do a little research on this. But typically we're checking with our carrier partners to see what they would need to run that. We'll try and get a reasonably small margin for ourselves and go back to the customer and see if it's palatable for them. But at the same time, when we're going back to them, we're saying, hey, I talked to Henry. He's run similar loads for me before. We're comfortable with him. We know he's going to show up. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. He's going to deliver on time. And for us, that's a better piece of business than us saying, oh, that should pay $2,000. We're going to go out and try and broker and make as much as we can and broker to somebody we don't know.
Hey, Craig, with all of that and all that pricing, and there's all kinds of different scenarios, and is it possible, Do brokers ever take loads and then lose money on them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might surprise some owner-operators or drivers because they think the broker's always out there to just rip them off and they're getting paid and they're not doing any of the work. We've heard all this stuff over and over. But there's a lot of risk here. There's a lot of risk being taken by the broker. There's the risk of they quote a rate because they have to, because that's what the shipper wants, a rate. Then it turns out they can't move that in the market today at that rate, and they have to take a hit on that. That kind of stuff happens. And then there's the risk of the broker not getting paid as well. So the broker is taking a lot of risk in this transaction.
Yeah, and Kevin, hey, you know, if the broker wants to keep their shipper customer, sometimes they got to take a hit when they can't do what they thought they could do. It's just part of business.
Yeah. All right. Let's grab another call. Let's go to Colorado. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, okay, so I got a question now. I've been running load boards pretty much on and off for quite a few years. I remember running load boards when you'd go into TA and then have the load board up on the DAT board.
Right.
Up in the driver's lounge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you pull the loads off the boards, call a broker yourself, and get yourself set up. And I have seen a change in the way the brokers are dealing with the drivers nowadays and the loads. And so I wonder if, okay, a good example is I got a load, and I noticed this happened a lot. A couple of days ago, I looked on the load board, called the broker, got the load set up, and they said, okay, go ahead and we're going to shoot you the link for our tracking app. I said, well, I already have the link if you know which one it is. So they told me. So I said, okay, go ahead and send me it. That way it's easy for me to click on the link, and then it goes directly to the load board or the tracking app. So they did that, and I didn't click on the tracking app right away. You know, I had 2 or 3 days before I picked up the load, so I didn't do it. So they sent me a message 2 days later, said, hey, we need you to go ahead and activate your app. I said, okay, well, let me go ahead and do that here in a little bit, and then we'll get going. Well, about 15 minutes later, I get a message saying that the load has been canceled. Mm. Now, I've been seeing this happen a lot. And it's usually kind of like circumstances leading up to that.
Hey.
And so what I've been told, I talked to a buddy of mine. He says, well, what's happening is probably not for sure, but you know as well as I do that sometimes these brokers will leave loads out there, even though they do a handshake with you and approving your load. What they'll do is they'll look for someone else will call after that and say, hey, I can move this load for this amount of money, which is less than what I can move it for.
Hey, Mark. Mark,
and
I hate to jump in and interrupt, but I know where we're going here because this is a very common story. We're almost running out of time. So one of the things, if you listen to why we do this segment, you could eliminate a lot of this. You said yourself, I use the load board. I just go find, and I see this broker has a load. You don't know that broker from Adam. They don't know you. So when that broker gives you the load in the back of their mind, they're thinking, I don't know this guy. I need a plan B.
Correct. Yeah.
But if you work with somebody that you trust, Craig, would you be a lot more comfortable with somebody who's already pulled 30 loads for you where you don't need a backup plan?
Oh, definitely. And typically, obviously, we'd never pull a load back from somebody if they didn't accept tracking without telling them, hey, if you don't accept tracking, we need to pull this right now. And in our experience, it's typically if a driver doesn't accept tracking, especially when it gets closer to the time to load, you don't really know where he is.
Right.
And you worry that he's not actually in position to pick up the load when it's supposed to. But once again, it comes back to communication.
Yeah, so Mark, I'm not saying that this isn't wrong. They shouldn't have done that. That's why you go build the relationships so you're not constantly working with people that pull this kind of stuff and you don't see it coming.
Gotcha.
So you're right. These are the kind of things that stop us, all of us. When I say us, I mean brokers and carriers. These are the kind of things that interfere with us serving our customers better. Because now we have confusion. Now we have two people showing up for a load. Now, these are the kind of issues that if we can solve by building better relationships, that means we can provide more value to our mutual customer, the shipper, and when you provide more value, you get paid more. That's our goal here.
Yeah, got it.
So I love the questions. I mean, these were all really good questions. These things are real. They happen. They're a headache for all of us. And when we talk about it together like this, we can start solving it. So the time flew by. Craig, Brent, as always, thanks for joining us. Craig, great stuff. Hey, Craig, real quick, we got about 30 seconds. If somebody wants to explore partnering with you, how do they find you?
Okay, a couple different ways. You can jump on logisticsplus.com. We've got a Become a Carrier link right there. So you can easily get signed up. You can also give us a call at 866-LOG-PLUS, P-L-U-S. That's 866-LOG-PLUS. And we'd be happy to get you set up and talk about what lanes you're good at and what we can do to help kind of fill that up for you.
Fantastic. Brett, another great broker guest. We'll do it again in a couple weeks. Thanks, as always. This Road Dog Trucking News Report is brought to you by J.B. Hunt. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open. Dial us up.